Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN. I hear him chat to the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking.
I hear him chat with the boys, man's so tough, but man's keep walking. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancer Man Hour podcast, the only podcast in Australia and the world that has two absolute fucking idiots talking to each other for many hours. Today we have another fucking idiot. My fucking idiot.
Hello.
That was perfect, Clary.
My ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time on the podcast, my beautiful bride, Claire Butterfield. Yay! We did it, baby.
Let's have a cheers to the brand new
couple,
thank you, love.
The husband
thank
and
you.
Wife.
Love you, dear. What an
love you, boys.
Cheers, Lordy.
Cheers,
Lordy.
Now, before we get into wedding chat, and we're going to have wedding chat, we record this podcast for 1 hour, and then when we hit the hour, the bell goes, and we go straight to Patreon to talk real shit. The shit we can't post on Spotify, we can't post on YouTube. So for $1 a month, you can join the Patreon and join the community. Well over 1,000 strong now, closing in on 1,500 people.
It's good, because usually after an hour, especially if we're having a beer like we are today, usually after an hour, I really start to let fly.
We're a bit loose.
You start to say some fucking pretty fucked up shit by the time we head to Patreon. So I think it's worth every penny.
Now, before we get into wedding chat, and thank you very much for joining us, little Dickie.
Yeah,
you can join
Claire.
Us for
thank
as long
boys.
Or as little as you like.
You can stay in the Patreon and we can talk about the night after the wedding.
The wedding night. We will talk about the wedding night, what happened when we got home.
That's for Patreon.
Okay, we'll leave that for Patreon. First of all, I got a couple of a little bit of show and tell. So
have people been sending us stuff?
No, I bought these.
Oh, okay.
Claire knows exactly what these are. First of all, I've got a very special greeting card that I bought. And Bluey, I'd like you to show it up to the people and flip it over. It's a greeting card, a birthday card. Be very careful with it. It's from 1999.
Okay, good year, 99.
Good year. If you just flip it over and show the people.
All right, what do we got? Oh, my God, it's your dad.
Someone thought it was a good idea.
So just for if you're listening to this audio only, it is a Newcastle Knights. Looks like some kind of collectible greeting card.
Yeah, I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
Someone in marketing at the time, like, some fucking probably the same person that thought the Manly Pride jersey was a good idea.
Let's
as
talk
well.
About that in a
anyway.
As well.
Yeah, but it's your old man in his prime, Tony Butterfield, applying his trade for the Newcastle Knights.
Imagine ripping that open on your birthday. What an absolute treat!
Worst birthday ever.
His dad. Woo! See, I bought that for $3. Good on you, Jones.
Money and, well spent.
And how about this now? Let's be careful with this because this is actually a collect. You know, Dad's card's pretty cool too, but an absolute collector's item. Okay, now this is pretty cool.
That pause for effect nearly got me. Then that was scary.
This is pretty cool. Have a look at what I have in this little.
I got real dirty hands.
Okay,
too.
We'll leave the. You want me to move scooch forward? Have a look at
okay,
this.
Okay, let's have a look.
Read that out.
All right. It's wrapped in Glad wrap. Oh, I can't read that. Am I reading the blue?
No, other side.
Other side.
Can you read that?
Yeah. This is a grand final ticket stub from. Holy dooly. This is. Where did you get this from?
Yeah.
Optus eBay. Cup Grand Final, Sunday the 28th of September 1997, 2:30 kickoff.
That is a 1997 grand final ticket that I was managed to secure for a very interesting price.
When you say interesting, do you mean?
$3.
Oh, you're kidding?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not even, this says, this the prices on this, it was $50 at the time.
Really? Wow.
It's down the bottom corner there. I think, does that say $50?
To be fair, I don't think you can trade it in for an actual entry.
Yeah, $50.
No, but it might be. That's for a Knights fan that, you know, we obviously beat, that's our most famous game of footy ever.
Yeah, that's the biggest game the Newcastle Knights have ever played.
And ever will,
yeah.
Well,
very fair
in the
point.
Fucking foreseeable, unfortunately, yeah.
That's
final.
Sick. Thank you. I found all of these on the eBays that I perused whilst watching the old television. Now, Lordy doesn't even know what this is.
This I is told a, him before. Sorry.
This is a clock. Now, how would you describe this clock?
No shit.
This is a... Oh, you'll laugh now.
I was like...
You'll laugh now, heroes.
This is what would be fucking good. Just for anyone that's just listening again, it looks like the sort of clock you'd find, you know, when you get like an Airbnb on the beach?
Yeah.
It looks like... Or like a cheap sort of hotel up at Nelson Bay. It looks like a clock that might be hanging in one of those joints.
You're all having a good laugh.
But I'm sure there's going to be more to it.
I want you to read the back of the clock and read just what's set up the top. Read it.
Okay.
Just read, there's a couple of things about what page number and stuff. Ignore that, but just read who made this clock.
Okay. Okay. Chappelle's Epoxy Art. Was this made by Chappelle Corby?
That is a clock made by Chappelle Corby.
Convicted drug smuggler, Chappelle Corby. Convicted
drug smuggler, big fan of the show, and boogie board enthusiast Chappelle Corby made that clock, an epoxy clock, and it's actually really good.
And it's got this beautiful little message on it. This is just sort of maybe a bit of insight into where Chappelle's life's at right now. Maybe one day I will try and clear my name, but right now I'm happy
to be on the Cancer Me Now podcast.
Good honour.
Yeah. Chappelle, and she's plugged her book on there as well.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Full Circle, I believe the book is called. Chappelle Corby, My Story. Isaac, Made with Love from Chappelle. And that's fucking pretty cool.
You're laughed at me. Oh, nice clock, dickhead. Made by the most famous Australian drug smuggler, Chappelle Corby.
The old bodyboard bag herself.
You can buy your own for $200 Australian if you just message her on Instagram.
That is not worth $200.
I disagree.
I think it is a collector's item.
Oh. I disagree. You know how fucking famous Chappelle Corby is?
She's huge.
I know, but the clock itself.
Don't get me wrong, it's no like Megadicosaurus.
Mate, this table's just getting better every week.
I know. It started off with some military might, then the Joe Rogan candle, now the Dicosaurus. The don't miss, mate. If you haven't got yours, go and get one.
Some may say we're getting gradually more tasteless with the gifts, but well, I disagree.
I think this one's really stepped it up. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there's something you think I should have on this table, let me know.
Send it to us.
I'm happy to go out and spend some cash. Claire, is that all right?
Yes. Now you guys are married. She can take you for half, so be careful.
Well, actually, we already
have you prenubbed up.
Well, Claire actually got a prenup from me, which is strange.
I did.
No, we own 50% of everything already. So we're
straight. Tell your joke about the when you get a chick pregnant.
What?
I don't want to tell it. You tell it.
50% of what?
You're mine now, dickhead. 50% of your weight.
Oh, I used to tell a joke about teenage pregnancy. I can't remember it. It's a long time ago.
This is going to be one of those ones where you know where they're like, tell the one about, and then they just say the whole punchline. Sorry. Yeah, tell that one.
Don't worry.
50% of your wage is mine for the next 18 years of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you say it, you did at once. Point, say it funny.
Yeah, many moons ago. No.
Do it funny, funny man.
Go on, funny man. Say your funny words. We did mention the pride round in the not the pride round, but the pride jerseys.
Don't worry about that. Let's talk about the wedding.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about the wedding because
you walked in on your puffer jacket.
How cool does he look?
Sleepy's Foundation.
Yeah, I made fun of puffer jackets on the Daily Blue, and the good people at Sleepy's Foundation sent me one as a.
So now you've been walking around everywhere with one.
Yeah, I have. I am a wanker.
Almond latte.
He deserves it.
Very nice.
He's humble a hard pie. Worker. Look at his hands.
Oh.
And look at his hands.
There's so much to get into. Look at those hands.
This is good. We could do 3 hours today. There's so much to cover.
There's so much to cover. Number one, let's talk about the wedding, but we also met your bride.
Yeah, Jessie.
We met Jessie. She's real. She's lovely. And she's a nice human.
She's beautiful.
I really liked her. We got on quite well.
You sounded surprised.
Well, I just assumed that she'd be some sort of, you know.
I didn't. I thought she'd be lovely.
Piece of
you
shit.
You thought she might have a learning disorder or something.
I thought she might have a testicle or
blind.
Blind.
She could be blind.
She.
Some kind of impairment.
No.
Might have been Ricky Martin's cousin. I don't know. She could have been anything, but no, she's beautiful.
And real, more importantly. Because you didn't think she was real for a long time.
Don't you put up those guns at me, big fella. Don't you walk in here and throw me the double dangers. Shooter McGavin's in the building. But we met her. But what a great wedding it was, may I say.
Oh, doll.
We had an absolute great time. Yep. And it was just, well, take we've spoken about it on the Mum and Dad show, but It was just fucking great.
What was it like as a guest?
Yeah, so you take us through your day.
Yeah, so as a punter, first of all, location. I don't. Do you want to say where it was? Or
I suppose it doesn't matter now. It's already still there.
It's already done, isn't it? It's not up again this weekend, is it? No. Watt Street, 48 Watt Street, which is, was it an old church?
Yeah, it was a church. I'm not sure what it was called then, but it is the street number is 48 Watt Street. Yeah. That's where it is.
Which is right in the middle of Newcastle for anyone that's not
an
in
an old
in
church
city.
Back in the Dizay. It's got a lot of like plaques on the walls about fallen service members who attended that church and back in the First World War and stuff like that. So there's a lot of history there. I don't know why it's no longer a church, but it's not. Behind it was actually a school hall as well. So it's good to keep the, you know what they say, keep your enemies close as far as the kids and the priests.
Yeah, those poor buggers. Not a lot of windows there either, actually.
No, no. it was great to have... Father, fucking, what's the cunt's name? George Bell there.
George Bell.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, great. So great venue. So it's obviously been converted into like a function center, but they have weddings and stuff there. Whoever looked after the decor did an unbelievable job. A lot of candles. I was concerned Claire was going to go up at one stage. I don't know if you guys have spoken about that already.
It was gorgeous.
I was too.
It was gorgeous. The wedding designers in Newcastle handled that. Great people.
Fucking job they did.
That's the name of the people. They did an amazing job. I will say a touch too many candles.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
There was too many candles.
There's lights. You can use.
Well, at the very least, put some candles a little bit off the floor so that the giant wedding train, like the dress train, isn't a fire risk.
Ass.
No, not your fat
I'm
ass.
Joking.
I'm talking about the train, the dress. Yes. And the dress of Matt Reddy, our the fucking groomsman, that's the word. Mm. The groomsman, Matt Reddy's daughter, who was the flower girl, little Oceana. She nearly went up in flames. There was nearly a tragedy because it was just candles left, right, and center.
It could have been a proper tragedy, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
It was the opposite. It was.
Liked the candles. Fuck you both.
No.
Yeah, it's great.
And can I say the candles? Yeah. The effect of when you walk into a sort of there wasn't a lot of windows there, and it's just lit by pretty much candles. It's pretty awesome. It was moody, but it was like it was sick. And everyone, Jesse, my partner, who is real, and I. Both walked in and were like, holy shit, because you sort of met by, and the front of the room is so big, such a high ceiling.
Huge, yeah.
And we were like, oh, wow, this is going to be cool. And it was, I have no experience in interior design, but like, it was like almost old fashioned, if that's, I don't know. But it was great. It was like beautiful. So it looked great. Claire obviously looked incredible.
Amazing, right? Love. Just fucking.
And like
the when we did the reveal.
Did you cry?
Oh, I blubbered like it was a funeral.
Yeah.
Like I just cried and cried. Like we were reading up, because we did our vows.
Glad I got the spray tan.
Oh, I know. You look great. Like you just look so great.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, like
you
hot.
You called her hot.
I did say hot at once.
Yeah, Claire comes up and goes, Bluey just called me hot. I was like
fucking blind. You know when you're like,
oh, you look so hot today.
Yeah. You forget to watch your P's and Q's. Claire,
you look
beautiful today. And I think I said beautiful enough. So I was like, mate, you look fucking hot. But you did. You looked incredible. And like Jesse was saying it to everyone, was saying it. You looked like, and not to take away, but you looked fucking good too, mate.
Thanks, mate.
You looked beautiful.
You looked unreal. And like, yeah, it was like to see you both standing up there. It was sick. And it was something like I was hungover as fuck on Sunday. Like very, very unwell. But it was one of those hangovers where you're just laying there like smiling.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yesterday was so good. The whole thing was like, was really, really grateful to be a part of it and to be there. And
we were stoked. We were so stoked. Yeah. And I was a nervous wreck.
Yeah. Oh,
leading up to it, like we were sitting around here at our joint and the boys were just, you know, we had, you know, the groomsmen were here and my brothers, Jonas turned up late, which was cool.
Yeah. That would have put you at ease, I'm sure.
Oh, what about that?
He brought his personality along with him.
Oh, he's got the shits that everyone's saying he's got no personality. I was like, well, fucking
have one, then.
Prove me wrong.
Bring something to the table then or fuck off.
So he rings me yesterday and he goes, he said, I'm a bit shitty with everyone fucking saying I got no personality. I said, well, mate, you know, you're the only one to prove him wrong. And then he said,
that's pretty funny that he's upset about that.
He is upset about it. It is pretty funny, isn't it?
That's fucking hilarious.
Cop that. And when Dad was doing the the speech. Everyone's into Jonas Garrett. To mention, oh, Central First Grade. Central. You know, Jonas plays Central First Grade.
Central First Grade. Holy shit.
And Jonas was, he said to me, oh, I'm sorry I didn't come to the, you know, the house earlier. I didn't know it was a thing. I didn't know, like, you're all getting together and having breakfast and stuff. I said, cunt, I told you. Claire, you were there. I told them months ago.
We told them 6 months ago and then at least monthly since then. At
the first
their
night.
Their reaction was, I'm not doing that.
Why would we go there that early?
That's gay.
Why would we go all that way just to go and hang out with you?
Because I'm getting married, you fucking idiots.
Thank you.
It was pretty cute. Obviously, the boys have never been to anything like that mm-hmm. before. And Jonas is going to me, so, like, do people normally put the piss on at weddings? I'm like, yeah, mate, this is what happens. I said, this would have cost your brother a lot of money. And he's going, oh, really? I was like, look around, dickhead. Like, yeah. I said, he's paying for every stuff. I know we're going to have a lot of stubbies tonight. He's paying for all of them.
Every
he's
single
like,
one.
He's going, oh, right. It's sort of like the penny was sort of dropping.
Oh, no wonder he said he teared up.
That's when he started crying.
So much free piss.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're welcome.
But yeah, Jeez, didn't we have some too? Holy
I couldn't
fuck.
Believe how much weddings cost. That blew me
And we
me
did
away.
Ours, like, not cheap, but not as dear as friends of ours.
You could spend more. And yours was, like, unreal, but you could go.
How much? Should we say how much we spent?
Go Save for it for the Patreon.
Patreon.
Or do you want to? I know. We'll say it on Patreon.
Say it on the Patreon. Yes. But fucking.
And you got to pay and come and see it so we can pay off the fucking wedding.
Yeah. Your dogs.
That's why we're pushing this so much because this thing cost them a lot.
Oh man.
And I drank a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, it wasn't even the piss.
It was the bourbon.
Well, no, the people were paying for the bourbons.
I know.
They
I just
included.
Liked the bourbon.
We got free bourbon.
Claire had a few bourbons. I'm going to grass Claire up here. She was smoking darts. Claire.
She doesn't want that in the podcast, do you?
Well, I don't give a
shit. It's not on the mum and dad.
Bluey says it because he called you hot. He's allowed to say it.
Not on the mum and dad show. You're not on the mum and dad show now, mate. Yeah. This is fucking our podcast.
Right, okay.
This is the boys' house.
Yes.
And your beautiful wife had not been married to you for, I reckon, 2 hours and she was bludgeoning darts off me out in the fucking smoke. And I was like, Claire, no. And she's like, no, come on, Blue. I was like, right, but if you fucking ash on yourself or Isaac's easier.
Oh, I don't care. I say it all the time. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, if you can, as long as you don't smoke full time like an absolute grub like Bluey and fucking Lordy.
And Lordy.
You and Lordy, like, go for
you
it.
You don't smoke full time.
No.
Not anymore.
I've got a hankering. When I have a drink, though, I fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't do it all the time, though.
Every day.
No.
So yeah, no. Well,
we had a cigar,
Claire. No, well, yeah, and a cigarette,
Claire. Yeah,
let's not beat around the bush.
I had 10 durries, 18 bourbons, and a cigar, and some heroin.
Yeah. When we were in Amsterdam,
Claire
bought a packet of durries, smoked two of them, and then gave it to a homeless dude.
That's all I wanted.
You're
a
beautiful
I
person.
Limit.
You're a beautiful.
You got a
person.
Big heart, Thank a big you. Black heart.
But let's full of tar. Let's recall. Only a few weeks ago, little Dicky, then Dixon, being mad at me for smoking cigars.
It was because you put it on your Facebook and it looked really gross.
What do you mean?
You like put up a video and you were like, "Got me merch, I'm loaded."
Oh, that was at the Bucks, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was fucking around.
Yeah,
that was
funny. It just looked a bit off.
There was a cigar floating around at your wedding too.
Yeah, Jark bought
it. I sucked on it.
Where's he get those bastards from?
I don't know. He's got Cubans working
in
his basement or something.
They're proper like big
dogs. You can buy them. You can buy them at cigar shops and all that type of stuff. Claire got actually quite – Claire got a bit like itsy bitsy. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Hootie scooty at the gym the other week just before my birthday.
This will be good.
Because – she felt bad because she had to go at me about smoking cigars.
I felt like
cigars.
I was being a controlling chick and we make fun of those people. So I was like, oh, I sound like I'm being controlling because I had to go at him for
– So you
so
bought
I
me
was
cigars.
Like, no, I'm a cool girlfriend. I'm not being like
she
that.
Went online to buy me cigars and spent $500 on them. And I said, what are you doing?
What did you buy?
Like a sampling pack.
I thought he bought like a sample pack
of like
for
nice proper Cubans that actually can't get past customs because like, they're illegal here.
They're in the Gold Coast.
They're in the Goldie.
A big fat
and
pack.
I was like, hey, that's thanks for the stogies, babe. But like $500, are you right? And she goes,
you'd want a fucking few of them.
There's about 12 in a pack.
12?
What's the maths on that?
$40 each.
They were fat.
That's a pack of ciggies in each one.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
I
a
burped,
lot.
Sorry.
Nice burp. So anyway, we called up and what did you say? Like your kid got your credit card or something?
Yeah, I said, oh, sorry, my stepson got me credit card.
We've been scammed.
I need to cancel that, please.
Thank Christ we cancelled it. That was a win.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like the Cubans fighting around at events like that, like the cigars.
It's
not something you want to be smoking like by yourself at home.
Well, what's Ron White, the comedian? He was like, he loves cigars. Before he got sober, he's like tequila and cigar every day.
Tequila.
Like he'd just be tequila and a cigar. Like, I guess that's fucking loose.
My old man's got a mate who smokes the real small ones.
Your old man was smoking.
Yeah, well.
And I was like, where are you going? And he ran around the corner like a little kid. I saw him with a durry in his hand.
Lordy was telling me, Bluey, about you and this situation. Please tell me what happened.
Oh, I saw your old man walk past and he bummed a lighter off me. That's right.
Oh,
and he
goes, so you're a fucking enabler.
And I was like, I don't care. But I was like, oh, I didn't know you smoked. And he just ran off.
Man, he's been smoking durry since he was 14.
Respect. 18 heart attacks later.
He did have a heart attack not that long ago.
He did.
Yeah. Anyway, he looked fit. Has he lost weight?
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks great. Fit as fuck. And his speech was a cracker too.
He had a great, you know whose speech really surprised me? It was like dad, you know, he's done a million speeches in his life. It's like me getting up and do a speech. You go, okay, yeah, you can.
That's speak. What you do.
That's what you do. But Claire's old man, Jeff.
Yeah.
Poor
amazing.
Jeff.
And had no notes.
Isn't he sweet?
No, he's, I love your dad. Yeah.
He's
our dad.
Cute.
Yeah.
Old daddy Jeff.
Oh.
He's very Ricky Martin of you.
Baby.
But he's nailed his speech. And he just
I was very pleasant. I knew he'd do well speaking, but I was very chuffed with how lovely he spoke. He
fucking nailed it. Like, good on him.
Everyone spoke really well.
There was one.
My joke with Pop probably didn't hit as well as I thought it would.
No, that was great. Well, Pop can't hear you. That's the problem.
That's probably what it was.
Oh, we were doing speeches and I said, now, there won't be any throwing of the garter. The garter being the
that's the little thing around
the little thing around the hip, the not the hip.
My quads are too big.
Quads, Claire's quad.
Claire snapped it.
Claire's got some bustling quads. There won't be any of that because I just feel it's weird.
The Tongan torpedo.
Because she was so brown. She was very brown.
Tongan torpedo, you bastard.
You were one shade from blackface. It was getting weird.
Yeah,
it was bad.
If photos of that get out, you are going to have you're gonna get questions to answer.
Oh, so I've gone from looking hot to looking bloody wog.
Like Beyonce hot. Like,
thank you.
Bit of dark chocolate.
No!
Now you look great.
I was bronze.
You were the Tahitian princess.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yous all. Go on.
Moana.
It's okay. You're welcome.
Well, Jackson, you look, huh? Can you sing?
Yeah, I can sing.
I was going to say, it sounds like you can sing.
So.
I won't get a tan for the honeymoon then.
You better.
You're all talking shit.
I don't want that pale. No. I'm the pale one of the community. So I say I don't want to do the garter thing because it's a bit weird because Gran's here and what people do during the garter situation or ceremony part of the wedding is where they go. Isn't that they called John Apawado?
Yeah.
Is they go up between the legs of the bride and grab the
that's with your
garter
beef.
With your teeth. Ooh. And I just think that's weird to do in front of your grandparents.
I think it's hot.
And well, Claire goes, what did you say? I said I wouldn't do that in front of my gran. And Claire, didn't you say like, I'll save it for when I get home with Pop or something like that?
I said, I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. I know Pop would love it.
Pop's very horny.
And Pop can't hear anything. And everyone around him smile and look at him. And Pop just like. But no, it was, the speeches were great. Taylor Cowan struggled.
That's pretty dog, bro. That's your best man. Nah, he battled.
He did. He knows he did. No.
I thought he spoke beautifully.
Everyone was great. Taylor was, what he did wrong was he relied, and he said this to me the next day. He said, I relied too much on my notes. When he speaks freely, he's good. But if you put too much pressure on himself, it was a good speech and I really appreciate it. He did at one point say, I can't, and looked at me and said, I can't wait to grow old with you.
And I cried.
That was weird.
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was gorgeous. Claire started crying because of that.
We laughed.
The boys laughed.
And to be fair, TC, you can't have everything. This is obviously your best man.
This is the problem with him, mate.
He's blonde haired. He's tan.
Blue eyed.
He's tall. He's blue eyed. He's Hitler's dream, basically.
He's got an 8-pack.
8-pack. Good dick, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Potentially.
And didn't you say he's fucking cashed up as well?
He's got heaps of cash.
So,
let me give you an example. When we were 22 years old, he had $80,000 saved.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Don't know. And he'd only been out of uni for a year or so.
Jesus Christ. Anyway. So the fact that he's not a great public speaker, can't have everything.
No.
Can't have everything.
You can't have everything in this life.
But we will still mock him on this podcast.
It was a beautiful speech, and I really enjoyed Taylor because he was so scared about that. So I really appreciate him. He did a great one. Now, the best speech.
Oh.
The dads were great. Loved that. Matt Reddy.
Red Dog fucking crushed. Red Dog treated it like a fucking stand-up set.
Yeah. Didn't he? Yeah. Bluey, can you move? Sorry. Lordy's having a fucking aneurysm on the camera.
A conniption. Sorry, mate.
So Matt Reddy was on fire.
Yeah.
Now.
That could have been his best set.
It was the first time he's done new material in 10 years, so that was nice.
It's good to see him get a laugh.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
How about you fucking write something every now and then, Red Dog?
Usually he opens up stand-up sets by saying, whose birthday is it? Then sings him happy birthday. That takes up 2 minutes. That's exciting.
Nice.
Matt's the best comedian I know other than you.
Thanks,
I love you, Matt. That's
generous. That's very nice. Well done.
I'll die for you, Matt.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Christ. We're getting deep.
I will.
So I love Matt's speech. He gave it to my brothers, which was my favourite.
That's nice.
That was lovely.
What did he say? Darcy. So Darcy, if you don't know Darcy, my third youngest? Fourth youngest brother.
There's too many
of them. There's five of them.
Fuck, there's a few years.
Four of them, brother.
Jesus.
And five, including me. And so Darcy's out there. Looks a bit like me, some would say. A younger version.
Yeah, younger.
Just somewhat. No beard. Not as handsome.
Not, no. Definitely not as handsome.
I agree.
No.
And Darcy... You know, Reds goes, I can't remember what he said. This is a good part of the podcast. And he basically just said.
It was good.
What did he say? Don't know what he said. Did I don't remember.
No,
he's the tall. Nah, it's gone.
Nah, I'd fucking.
It's good content.
I'd add a dozen stubbies by then.
Fuck, who knows? It was great.
He said something about comparing you.
He compared us.
You'll have to trust this, guys. It was really good.
It was great in the moment. You had to
it was fucking good. You guys missed out by not being there.
No, he said, this is what he said.
Here we go.
He said,
go boo.
I remember Darcy. I remember Isaac when he was, you know, a bit chubbier.
Yeah.
Oh,
with no beard. Young, like Darcy now. Yeah. Everyone laughed. It was hilarious.
It was nice.
And then Reds goes, but at least he had a personality, unlike Jonas. And everyone was just like, yes. And Give it to him.
He got both of them. Yeah.
Oh, and then Darcy yelled at him for pull his hair back because Reds has got if you think my hairline's questionable.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, Claire. Please. Who are you kidding?
Don't come on these fucking podcasts and lie.
Spread lies.
What do you think we're both wearing beanies? We're receding.
Matt,
are you receding?
It's heading north.
No, Matt, yes,
Matt's isn't receding. It's Matt's gone. Is like if you're on a beach in Bali in 2003 and there's a tsunami coming and all of the water pulls away, that's where Matt has a fucking comb over.
He does.
But his hair's long. Like he's
it's
committed.
It's so weird.
It's got to stop.
Yeah. And a lot of big names at the wedding too. The great Frenchman
came up.
Yes.
He was there living the dream.
Josh Wade
was there living the dream. And Frenchie was having a good time. We saw his wife or partner.
First time I met her, she was lovely too.
He refers to her as his housemate, which is hilarious.
I'm sure she loves that.
She does. Wow. She really gets into that.
I loved her voice.
She's American, right?
California.
Oh, great Adam Greentree.
Adam Greentree.
Friend of the show. They were all having a good old time.
Oh, yes.
Who else was there?
He doesn't drink. About 11 o'clock, 10:30, I said, I'm going to the bar. Does anyone want anything? And Adam goes, flat white. And I thought he was joking. He goes, no, mate, go and get me a flat white. I was like,
Whenever we go anywhere, he doesn't even usually drink coffees. He drinks Mockers.
Yeah,
which
right.
Which is disgraceful.
For a bloke who kills animals, that's pretty fruity.
He doesn't just kill them. He slaughters them.
Slaughters them.
Cuts them out
with his bare mitts.
Bare hands.
Oh. Yeah.
With his bare hands. You know where he got those bare hands? From a bear.
From a bear.
I love you, Adam, but I don't want to hear about the bare hands.
How good's Claire? She's so nice that she will watch every one of Adam's stories on Facebook.
I want to support him.
But then.
Just to pump those views up.
Just to pump the views up. And then, like, one photo will be of the dog and she'll send, like, a love heart or something like that.
Yeah.
But you just watch him butcher an animal in front of you. It's tough.
I don't like when it's the pigs.
But how about this?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
How about this? The fucking DJ.
Yeah, was there a mistake when you
He didn't play Claire's music as she walked down the aisle.
I mean, it's not that big a deal.
I wanted chillin' it.
No, you're not having chillin' it.
Not to walk down the aisle.
What was it meant to be? Because he was playing something and he faded it out.
Then
it was meant to be Led Zeppelin.
All of My Love by Led Zeppelin.
Did you guys walk back down the aisle together to Zeppelin?
That was Whole Lot of Love.
That was fucking silky.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool. That's the moment we remember. But yeah, he fucked that up. And old mate told me, oh, he's done 300 weddings.
Oh, whoopty fucking do.
Why would you not play?
Let's fuck up the 301.
Well, you fucking shit the bed today, champion.
Honestly, I don't know why that upset me so much. I know why. Because Claire had talked about that for so long.
Because it was your wife walking down the aisle.
No,
because that's the moment. Like,
that's the whole point.
That's the whole point. That's the crux of the day.
She walks down the aisle.
Is the bride coming down the aisle?
And I'm watching old mate and he's fiddling around and fart arsing and fucking.
Dad and I just sort of like.
Nah, but your dad was absolutely stoked.
To be fair, I had forgotten about that until just now. But then you mentioned it. I'm sure you guys have it. Everyone would have forgotten.
I forgot my veil.
Yeah, she didn't wear a veil.
Did you have one to wear?
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't that expensive either that you left it.
No, it was $200. Wasn't
oh, was that it?
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, it's fucking. Why don't we use it for toilet paper?
Let's just fucking shit on it. Yeah. Fucking burn it.
$200. Fuck it off.
Ugh.
We got.
No, it was a great day. It was a great day. A lot of memories made. A lot of grog. A lot of sauce. A lot of dancing.
Oof. I drank a lot of whiskey.
Yeah, you were blind. I remember at the end.
I couldn't speak.
Yeah, I can't speak.
I can't speak.
But I lost my voice. I lose my voice when I drink because I yell and I'm just belligerent.
Oh.
You could not. Whoa, I Rosie. Could not speak. I was like.
You. I said, I'm going. You're like. I was like, speak to you tomorrow.
I was fingered. I was so. It was such a build up. And I was more nervous that day than the build up of the actual wedding. Claire was more nervous in the build up. She was freaking out for months.
I would imagine the release once it's over for you.
It was a release, all
right. Oh, yeah. All over my face. No, it wasn't. Nah, it wasn't.
No, it definitely didn't.
Yeah, no, I would imagine like because you'd be kind of highly strung in the whole build up to it. And then once it's done and out of the way, you can kind of, you'd be
But
fucked.
Then you worry you haven't enjoyed it enough. And I was like, fuck.
Did you guys take the time to sort of have a bit of a moment together and soak it in, or did you think it just sort of went past too quick?
See, we're homebodies.
Yeah.
You were just waiting to get home.
We really were.
I was like 7
you know
o'clock.
What?
Fuck, is this nearly over?
Like the podcast. Yeah. Okay, let's wrap this thing up.
When should I preheat the oven?
Well, I think we should probably preheat it soon.
What time is it?
It's 5:52 when we're recording.
I'll preheat
this.
It.
We've still got to do Patreon as well.
Yeah.
You're going to have a late dinner tonight, sorry, mate.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying because
our oven.
Takes a while to heat up.
Is this a euphemism for rooting?
Like,
Claire, can you preheat your oven?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you've got the chook and you're the oven. What's going on here? Like, you got to put the chook in the oven. You got to go and preheat it.
Am I the chicken burgers?
You're Morton's the chook. I don't know. Am I missing?
Then who's the buns?
I don't know.
Who's the barbecue sauce?
I don't know.
What about the balsamic vinegar? Who's that?
It could be anything. But I'm just saying, you randomly asking Claire to go and preheat the oven, love. Mid sentence, it just feels like you might be horny after a couple of cans.
We're actually going to throw a quiche in the oven.
Is that again? Like-
is it the Aldi quiche?
No, it's not the Aldi quiche. How dare you think that I would buy an Aldi quiche?
Is it the Woolies quiche?
Yeah, baby.
This is why we need the Patreon. These poor bastards eating Aldi quiche for dinner. Pump those numbers up, guys.
I said to someone on the phone the other day that I was at Aldi getting something. He goes, oh.
I was like, sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. But sometimes I go to Aldi. I'll tell you why I go to Aldi. You know Halo Top, the ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm very set in my ways. I'm nearly 30 years old. The reason I go to Aldi is because Halo Top's nearly $11.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But
the Aldi brand.
Aldi brand Kenny's. Don't you go and take my Kenny's. Kenny's is $5.
Fucking Kenny.
I'll tell you.
300 calories.
I'll tell you where I'm at on the subject of Aldi shop. So Jessie, my beautiful real girlfriend.
Yes, I've heard about her.
We've been Aldi shoppers religiously for the entirety of our relationship, so 3.5 years. And recently, with the cost of living increases, we said,
I'm sick of hearing about that.
No, I said, do you know what? Why don't we give, why don't we give?
This is how you try to turn her on.
Why don't we give, let's try something. This is where we're at.
Why don't you preheat the oven?
This is us experimenting. I said, let's get crazy. Let's go to Woolies this week. And it was one of the most disorienting, confusing, because like you say, you're set in your ways. I go the same Aldi every week and I know where the shit is. I know what I want. I know if there's stuff on special, maybe, but there's a fucking pretty standard shop goes on in our house. And we went to Woolies to try and do the same shop. I left, probably how you guys felt after the wedding.
Did you go to Woolies or Aldi? You're saying
well, always
names.
Go to Aldi.
But oh, you we always go to
Aldi. Yeah, yes. Always go to Aldi, but then we switched for
he's
a
gone
week.
Up.
So is the-
We switched it up.
Is the scaffolding company not doing well?
Things are bad. No, it's going well. We went to Woolies.
He's upgraded. Right.
Gotcha. Are you right? Switch on. Sorry,
bro. Pay attention.
I've had two cans.
He's fucking caught on.
Pay attention.
Brought to you by Lawn Hub.
No, I'm with you.
The fucking Bourbonator over his suite.
Oi, oi.
You want a durry, babe?
Give me a durry.
So anyway, we went to Woolies and didn't like it. Only, like, nothing against Woolies. I'm sure.
Fuck them.
If they want to sponsor the podcast, whatever.
That's racist, bro.
But it was, you know, when you're just like, I don't know, where is everything? And
where am I?
Every day.
I felt like a fucking senile person. I was like, where am I? And got out and it was terrible. It was just terrible.
Your poor darling. Did you get any stickums, little stickers?
Yeah, we did. And we gave them to, there was a woman behind us with a homeless guy
at the front.
A kid that sounded like a fucking little shit. And I said, give them to him.
Give him the stickums. Give that little brat
the stickums.
Motherfuckers.
Stick him up his,
So yeah, that's why I go to Aldi. But
Aldi rules.
So is there anything that you took away from the wedding, Claire, we haven't covered? Because the wedding was, it was an event.
Hangover? A wedding ring?
Yeah, I was
ring.
A bit hangover. Well, I've got the wedding
ring.
Yeah,
how was the hangover?
How's the wedding ring on it?
Ooh.
Fucking gorgeous.
How's the wedding ring on that, more importantly?
I know. Claire's that's is like, a bit more flashy.
Give us a look at that, Dixon.
Oh. Look at that. That's
dead
a
butter.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? If you're thinking about signing up to the Patreon, actually cancel it. They're doing fine. They're doing just.
It's a fine rock.
They're doing just fine, according to this ring.
Do you like the wedding band?
You know what's cool about that?
That's outstanding.
Cool about the engagement ring is there's pink diamonds on it and they close the mine, right?
Remember when I used to talk about this when we'd been together like 2 years and
but
I was
you
like,
always wanted pink diamonds and you got, and I was you like, got them, you mad dog.
Are they blood diamonds?
I hope so.
They are now.
I want to tell a story.
Yeah.
So I got pink diamonds. Whitaker's the Jewelers in Newcastle. Fucking legends, right? John lives next door to my parents. Anyway.
Oy.
Now. These pink diamonds. I'm not going to fucking say how much it cost. It wasn't outrageous, but it was
maybe on the Patreon we might give it a mention.
We might go through our fucking taxes.
I don't want to know how
depends
much.
Depends if we hit 2,000 subs. We might.
I won't tell you. But what I'm going to say is, there's like 10 of them. Each individual diamond, because the mine shut.
Oh yes, I remember.
Increased in price by 7 times.
Did you know the thing with diamonds though? There's like the diamond. There's the diamond vault in London or wherever it is, and they like. They inflate and reduce the price of diamonds. Not artificially.
By holding a certain
amount. Yeah, exactly.
Amount.
So they have like fucking 80% of the world's diamonds in this one place. When they want to pump the price up, they just stop letting diamonds out and let them circulate and let them get around. And then when they want the price to come back down, they just let more diamonds out. So
and I that's what I've heard as well. But apparently with these pink ones.
Oh, the blood diamonds. You keep calling them pink ones. It's like a euphemism. These are diamonds that were mined by Africans.
No, it's from the Kimberley.
The pink Kimberley.
Pink Kimberleys.
I think they're blood diamonds. I think they're blood diamonds.
Actually, no, they're not pink Kimberleys, are they?
No. They're fucking Belgian Congo blood diamonds.
Belgian Congo. Man, when Claire told me she wanted the pink Kimberleys, right? And I went and priced them, and like a tiny one is like $40,000.
A little PK.
I didn't know this. I was like 20 at the time, and I was like, oh, yeah, I really like the pink ones.
$40,000.
It's funny when like – I'm going to generalize here, but when girls are like, when bitches be like,
bitches.
But Jessie does it. She's like, yeah, I want it. Like, I'd just love to live in town. I'm like, you want to live in the city? You know what a house in the city costs, darling? Like, have you all got 1 point, whatever?
It's more
like,
than that.
Well, you're like, I just want a little pink Kimberley. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, they're $40,000 each. Like, yeah, you got no fucking idea.
Does Jessie want to live in town?
Yeah, she's like, I just think it'd be cool to live in the city. I'm like, yeah, it would be cool to earn like $500,000 a year as well, but yeah.
Yeah, so
the Rock.
You're lucky I married you.
I know.
I'm joking. No, we have. It was a beautiful wedding.
It was fucking
gorgeous.
Belter. You both.
Everyone was
real.
Great. The photos are fucking incredible.
Yeah,
everyone looks like a model.
The bloke, who I assume was like the lead photographer, looked like a fucking gunslinger from the West.
That's
also very handsome man.
How's this? he walks into Claire's parents' house. Because all the girls are getting ready.
Yeah.
So
and Claire goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a stripper.
This motherfucker. So he had on.
He looked cool.
You got to be a handsome dude when you wear those cuffed pants that show your ankles.
Yes.
He had that on.
Yes.
Then he had like, he was black head to toe, like clothing, not God. Skin.
Black Audi too.
You wouldn't let him at the wedding if he was black, would you?
No way.
No, he was like.
I
fitted black
I would
shirt.
Let him to the wedding as
very
long as he's
fitted.
Not gay. All right.
Jeez. Yeah. But he was like, everything was fitted tight. He was obviously very fit, hair, not a hair out of place. And then he had this leather. Remember Han Solo in Star Wars where he's got like the gun holsters?
Yeah.
He had like dual wielded leather gun holsters.
Camera holsters.
They were camera holsters.
Playing
rocking,
Drake.
He was rocking akimbo cameras.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and on Call of Duty, like akimbo.
Yeah, it
like
wasn't
akimbo.
Just. Cameras. He also had a speaker attached to it.
Just vibe check.
Yeah.
Just so keeping the vibes
when we were
up.
Taking, when we were taking photos, he just vibed it out. We were just all full vibing.
Yeah. He, that like, there's no doubt in my mind that every wedding that guy works at, he gets his dick sucked.
He's married.
Well.
By his wife. Yeah. He gets his dick. Yeah. You didn't let me finish.
Literally.
You didn't let me finish. He gets his dick sucked by his wife.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Because they love home. Each other.
How good's yeah. that? Yes. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Don't you love a love story?
No, he'd be laying pipe. He's a fucking hot
we
cunt.
Had
the- Isn't laying pipe doing a poo?
Well, yeah. No, laying cable. That's laying cable.
Oh, Claire said she was laying pipe. She goes, oh, just laying pipe, Butterfield.
No, laying a cable.
Oh.
I think we've had this discussion before.
We have.
I believe were talking about it.
What was that?
We were talking about it, the maid of honor and I.
About him laying.
About
him doing a shit.
And I was like, oh.
You're going to have bloke and lay cable or what?
Jeez, that guy looks like he fucking shits nicely.
Look at that guy's got an asshole the diameter of a fucking can of beer. I reckon he does. What a cable layer.
Judging by his body, he's got a high fiber diet, so he'll be laying some nice shits.
Does he work for the NBN? Because I reckon he can lay some cable.
Dixon, you're a sicko. Why would you say that?
Oh, no, sorry.
You're up next, Claire.
Go and ahead. Then he told me that he said he hadn't had, I offered him a Coke and he goes, I haven't had soft drink in 8 years. And I went, well, today's the day.
What a wanker.
That's why he was so hoozed.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the we girls and I Coke. Were saying that I was like, fuck, he would slay on these photo shoots with
fucking
bridesmaids.
Fucking
and that, all the girls were like, wow, what the fuck? And then he showed me photos and he had a wife and kids and I was like, everyone just can't.
He'd need a
down.
Name tag that says, I have a wife and kids.
Or he'd be
he
like.
Did. He shouldn't
yes.
wear that shirt.
No.
Like, you know, the sympathy cover is like, yeah, this is my wife and kids. And everyone's like, oh, and he's like, yeah,
they're
they
dead.
Passed away.
They're all dead.
Tragic house fire.
You know what? Like
a tragic house fire while I was in the Congo trying to save the Blood Diamond
boys from yeah. getting Butterfield's ring. From
anyway,
Dixon.
I just got to go take some more photos. You guys let me know if you need anything. So he's getting his dick sucked. The bed sheets are going through his ass. It's getting sucked that hard.
Who's ripping the tuner off?
Holy fucking shit.
So.
The poor guy, he must get sexually harassed at every gig he does.
I'm worried about him.
There is no
worry.
I'm not
worried about him. He'll be fine. Shaven, we love you.
Fucking worried about
him. I'm worried about him. I think he's going to get touched.
Cool than all of us.
What if he gets touched?
He made me nervous. I was like, oh,
he's so hot.
I didn't like it because I was like sitting there, you know, all nervous. And I've got some dude. Yeah. And he's fucking getting photos everywhere. And I'm just sitting there like, oh.
You know, there's one thing he could have done to make him even more of a pussy magnet. And that beard. Is to buy the Buttsman merch which is available this week, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. The new hoodies, the new beanies. Go and get it right now at isaacbutterfield.shop. It is live. Go and grab
that
it.
Was
is there
so
a discount
cringe.
For Patreon members? Discount for Patreon members?
They'd want to be.
No, it's going to be live for you guys on Friday.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to buy it. I mean... I'm not giving you a discount.
They're already like, supporting the show.
They're paying $1 a month.
They are supporting
you
the show.
You need up it.
No.
Oh. I thought they were. They used to be.
Okay. Yeah, when people are paying $20 a month.
Oh, that's all right.
That's a lot.
How about this? I'll give you a fucking deal in a couple of weeks.
As you're bartering with them.
Listen, I'll give you a deal. No, I'm trying to. Here's the thing, Blue, that you don't understand. I'm running a business here, mate, not a fucking charity.
Yeah, I didn't know.
All right? You and your fucking... You're wearing a charity's fucking overcoat.
I am a charity.
Now your mind's on charity.
I've got a free beanie on, a free overcoat. I'm drinking free piss.
How about this? How about I run a duel? Not for the new merch.
But you don't have to discuss marketing tactics on the podcast.
All right, I'll run a new deal. You wait. Watch out for the deal. It's going to be.
It'll get you.
Dealt. So, yes, other than Bluey trying to ruin my business.
Wedding was great. Wedding was an absolute smash. I was fucking violently hungover on Sunday.
Dude.
Went home and continued to drink. Cracked into a bottle of wine with Jesse.
Did you?
Stayed up chewing the fat.
Is that a euphemism for her? Fucking.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot. The fats are ass.
Did
I chew it.
We should talk about that. Do you eat ass?
Yes.
Jesse's ass?
We've discussed this on the podcast.
You eat Jesse's ass. Jesse Martin.
Don't. She just got a job in the public sector. She does not need this.
No.
That's so cool.
Didn't she just get John Barilaro's job?
Yeah, she did. High paying. Very high paying.
A lot of
people lick ass that we talk to.
You can just smell it.
I can tell you too. I can smell your breath.
I won't let.
My breath.
No, I won't let. I won't let dicks into your mind because I've got hemorrhoids.
He does.
Yours would be a crime scene anyway.
It's disgraceful. I don't know what happened. I bet I used to have a cute little butthole. And just over the years.
I think you've got a cute bottom.
You've been molested that many times. It's just like.
it's
used up.
It looks like I have just been assaulted by every big cock in the world.
Because you have.
My favourite.
I remember going on, before I went on stage one night, I had a bit of a blowout with the old hemorrhoid.
Darling. Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah.
And I went to the toilet and I had a wipe. It was just blood.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and I had to go on stage in 30 seconds.
You did a good gig too.
I had a good show.
What, with claret coming out your ass?
Yeah, so I just stuck some toilet paper
up
there.
A blood diamond. I'm Claire Nixon. Thank you and good night. Oh, no, Claire Butterfield.
Hey. Yeah, Claire, how's it feel? How's it feel, Mrs. Butterfield?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a new identity.
Yeah.
Yes, Claire.
You can leave the old one behind with all the credit card debt and all fraud. And
Claire's old man goes, yep, new last name, new start, fuck the other one off. And I quote,
what a beautiful man. I'll leave you and let you have your boy time now.
Go preheat that oven.
I'm going to go preheat my oven and do a load of washing.
Our oven. It's not your oven.
Yeah, it's our oven now, Claire.
Our oven.
So, yeah.
Thanks for having me.
We're thinking... Dixon and I are thinking about. She left you hanging.
That'd be a good clip.
Claire left. He left. Sorry. Oh, stop blowing it out. What? How about this?
What? Wait.
No, I won't say that.
Okay. Oh. What?
I was going to say about something that you try and sniff.
Cocaine at the wedding.
My farts.
Do ya?
She chases them.
You sicko.
She said I've got a good brand. Get moving, Sheila. What an episode. This is I love having Claire on episodes. She's fucking.
Claire's great.
She's the bee's knees.
First of all, she's the funniest of all of us here.
Right. Hey, Dickie, Claire, can you bring down some whiskey glasses?
I was just about to say.
Please.
And some ice.
Do it with a smile.
Make sure it's crushed, not hate cubes. I'll just reframe up, Lordy. I'll do your job for you, mate. You stay there. No, I'm staying on this one. I'm just going to get more in the shot. Now Dickie's on. No, mate, it was the wedding was unreal. Like, it was, yeah, I feel sorry for everyone that wasn't there that's listening to this.
You suck, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was sensational, mate. And like I said, I was very hungover on Sunday, but I was grinning, and Jesse and I were sort of talking to each other all day just saying what a perfect day it was and how stoked we were for you guys and that we could be there for it too, because it was a fucking cracker.
Well, Jesse mentioned to me a few times because we hung out because we actually get along really well, which is great.
You sound surprised again.
No, I'd never met her before. Now we get along really well, which is awesome. She was supposed to be on this show, but Lordy couldn't do Friday.
James Lord again.
James Lord. What did we call him last week?
Method. I told everyone on the Patreon that Lordy said because he wasn't there to defend himself last week. Let everyone know that you're a junkie. It's not true.
I was tinkering with the microphones before the show and Lordy goes, yeah, so I'm a junkie, am I?
Well, I just wanted to make sure you listened. Fucking I said.
Yeah, fuck, bro. Don't crack out on me.
No, it was great. You and Jesse got along. Green Tree was getting stuck into me.
What about?
He's going, when are you going to get fucking married?
Well, this is what Jesse was getting stuck into me about.
Why?
She's saying, oh, I've been mentioning to Josh that, you know, when we eventually get married and all this type of stuff, like, she's keen.
She's fucking good.
She's keen to.
You know what I'm keen for? Her to finish uni and go to work. Fucking. She's still a student, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I'm fucking.
Hey, shit, thanks, love.
What do you want me to prop us up in by your wedding ring? Fuck me dead.
Is she still
one thing
uni?
At a time. She's about to. She's just like literally.
When are you going to bring her on a show?
Well, she was going to come Friday, like we'd organised, but I don't know. Apparently, we've got to run the whole podcast around fucking Lordy. No, I'm just joking. She can't do weeknights because she's doing a last placement, last big assignment right now. So, like, Friday was going to be. But, you know.
She actually threatened me.
Sounds like something she'd do.
Can we reveal what she does or not?
For a job?
Yeah.
She's a speech pathologist.
Well, yeah. This is what she threatened me with. She goes, because my voice was sounding hoarse, she goes, oh, if I had me scope here, I'd have a look down your throat.
Yeah.
I was like, no. No, you don't even know my name, not my story.
Yeah, no, she's she's good fun. But yeah, no, Green Tree was going, what are you fucking around for? And I was like, sorry, Adam, this is the second time we've met, by the way. He goes, when are you going to fucking marry her? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, when are you going to stop fucking around and buy her a ring? I was like, that's the first time he's met Jesse and the second time he's met me.
Well, she's a catch.
She's great.
She's a catch,
and
that's
considering
why.
What a bag of shit I am, she's a catch anyway. And then when you see who she's with, which is me, it just makes it even more obvious that I do need to lock it down. Yeah. It'll happen.
Well, 3 years is a long time.
Three and
are
a half.
You worried that she...
Three and a half
years.
Yeah, we'll be four in January.
I think it took me 6 years to propose to Claire.
Shut the fuck up. And Green Tree, I hope he hears this. I was like, when did you get engaged to Kimmy? And he said, 3 years. I said, I'm 6 months past where you were. Get off me fucking back.
Yeah, but mate, you gotta. What you got to understand about women is?
What you got to understand about you, Bluey, is you're very ugly.
you're not getting younger. That's how old's Jesse?
She's the same age as me. She's 30.
33.
40, you say.
Jesse's not 103.
Yeah.
No, she's a beautiful lady.
She's great.
And hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot. You're like, see, it doesn't feel good, does it, Bluey?
It doesn't feel good. No, she's beautiful. Yeah. I really like Jessie.
No, she's great. And she's funny. She's really funny.
Let's get her on a show.
Yeah.
No, I was stoked with all the reports with the wedding was great. The only negative report was Gran didn't like the food.
Gran didn't like the food. Well, she might like the COVID that we brought to the wedding. We can reveal now there was a COVID scare leading into the wedding.
Brought by you.
Yeah, I was the COVID scare. Well, not me, my partner who I live with, Jesse.
Jesse, if you haven't heard about Jesse.
Jesse had COVID the week, which was on last week's podcast.
Well, that's why we didn't have the podcast last week. And so how's his Gran get served?
You didn't give a fuck.
I didn't care.
Nah.
I only care.
And we kept our distance. That's why we stayed out in the smokers the whole time.
The only reason I care is because of people in everyone's family who was elderly and susceptible to a 100%, disease.
Which like there were a few of at the wedding. Well, I was like, Jesse, don't get
there
excited.
There were a few old people.
I said, don't get excited and go and say goodnight to anyone.
They're all fourth and fifth jabbed.
Well, they should be invincible.
They'll be invincible.
And if they're not.
They're gone already.
Yeah.
Nah. But yeah, no, I said, you know, to everyone, I just like another guy there, Cal.
It's a bunger. I love you, mate. He's hilarious.
We're talking to our neighbours, and Cal's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Cal's about 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
He's a hooker in rugby league.
He's a roofer.
Strong roofer. Good dude.
He's a great bloke.
Been friends with him for many years. And he gets this. Like he turns into this.
He was fucked up.
He gets into this state that we've all nicknamed bungered.
He's bunger struck.
Bungered. He's bungered. So when he's bungered, this is what happens. He looks really straight through you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And he cannot speak and he gets angry because you can't understand him.
He was going to me. He was asking me for something. But fuck knows what he was asking for. And he's going. Then he's going to me, huh? And I'm going, what do you need, mate? And he's going, huh? Holy fuck, this guy's bungered.
He sounds like a sim.
Yeah.
So that's when he's bungered.
He was fucking fully bungered.
He was fully bungered.
He was cow bungered. He was fucked up.
So
as were we all.
Maddie, our neighbour, goes to me today. We stopped in there for a coffee this morning. She goes, One of your mates, a shorter guy, he was getting really angry at me because I couldn't understand. I was like, yeah, that's Gal.
That's Bunga, baby. You've been Bunga struck.
Beautiful. But yeah, no, Dickie was mad because the DJ wouldn't play Chill on It.
Well, I would have been mad if he did.
That's fucking what I said.
That's dog shit.
She goes, oh, get him. She says to me, go on, tell him to put his cursor on. I was like, I can't.
Dickie is, I'm beginning to learn, quite the fucking dero, Isaac. Hoover and darts and enjoys cursor and chilling it.
And you know what?
I think your wife's a dero.
What's her favorite drink? Do you know that?
Well, she was.
Do you know her favorite drink?
She was destroying bourbons.
Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Yes, Jim Beam and Coke. Yep.
That's it.
Oh, Isaac, you've married a dero.
She's.
I can hear her yelling, but I'm not sure what she said. Lordy, close the door.
Oh, she's probably watching the horse races. Yeah.
She's upstairs smoking inside. Just joking, Claire.
What should we talk about on the Patreon exclusive sealed section?
How much the wedding cost?
Okay.
What happened on your wedding night?
Oh.
Are we close to an hour? Is it nearly time to switch?
57 seconds. All right. Let's wrap
57
up.
57 minutes. It's time to go to Patreon.
We've got three minutes.
3 minutes. Wedding was great. Oh, the Manly Pride jersey. Quick, give me your thoughts on so for anyone that doesn't know, which I don't know how you fucking couldn't, because it's the only thing the news has spoken about. Manly, Warringah, Seagulls.
League team.
So it's women in league round, funnily enough, but Manly have chosen to do a pride jersey in LGBTQI.
Yeah, because women are gay.
Women are gay. Manly are not, apparently. And they've done a pride jersey, but 7 players have opted to not play on religious grounds,
Religious and cultural grounds.
Which is fucking insane.
I agree. I think they're cunts for doing it.
They're insane.
I think they're cunts for doing it, but I think you should be able to voice your opinion.
You should, but if you're going to do it on religious grounds, PointsBet are their major sponsor.
Yep.
So that's a gambling sponsor.
Yep.
And they play, their home ground is Four Pines Park, which is a brewery.
Yep.
So be consistent, boys. That's fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're that staunch about it, then
I'm in two minds about it because, you know, it's their freedom of speech and their freedom of religion, and you should be able to do that. But also, you're a dick. You're an idiot and your religion's wrong.
Well, yeah, there's that side of it too.
You know, your religion and your culture, whatever that happens to be,
it's insane.
Is wrong.
And then the worst part, one of the most heartbreaking, I mean, the whole thing's fucking, it's a travesty. But one of the most heartbreaking things that come out of it is apparently there's a young bloke at Manly who is gay. Like there's a young player that's either in the lower grades or in the top squad at the moment, sure. But he hasn't played, who is gay, who's apparently just like, maybe I'll come out, maybe I'll be, you know, the first guy since Ian Roberts, who also played for Manly, the first openly gay footballer. And this young bloke's like, well, there's no chance of that happening now.
That's fucked.
Yeah. So that sucks.
And you've got to think there's a lot of gay players.
Well, statistically you'd have to.
Like, how many players are there? 200?
Well, there's 16 NRL teams and every one of them has
400
players in the top squad, yep. plus reserve grade, plus 20s. Statistically, there's got to be a couple of gay dudes.
Yeah.
So like, what message does this send? And I say things are gay all the time. Like, I'm not talking about gay dudes. I'm saying, like, we used to say gay. Seriously, like, yeah, it sucks for these guys. It's gay for them.
That's exactly what I think. I think it's really gay what Manly
are doing. It's gay. These guys' behaviour is gay.
It's so gay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Cancer Now. It's time to head over to the Patreon exclusive sealed section to talk more about gay football.
You can join us. Join us. It's good.
Definitely worth it.
Obviously, you can tell by the end of this podcast I'm sufficiently drunk and I'm about to tee off. So come and join us. See ya.
Leon.
What?
I was about to say something.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Throw us the whiskey because I want to tee off too. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck off, boy. I hear him chat in the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man, so tough, but let's keep walking.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.